This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hey guys, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. This is the podcast where I meet the coolest and most successful people on the planet and share their stories. I'm glad to be on this journey together with you. What started as an idea has now become a movement. My mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, and because of that, I'm so grateful to all my amazing guests and listeners from all over the world. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Get ready to get inspired, because here we go. But before we get started, let's give it up to our sponsor, Panos Emporio. Panos Emporio is Scandinavia's leading swimwear brand and has over 30 years of experience in swimwear. Panos Emporio offers bikinis, swimsuits, swim shorts, briefs, cover-ups, accessories, along with a fragrance collection inspired by Paradise Islands. The brand has a worldwide loyal customer base with dedicated followers ranging from Hollywood stars and top celebrity models to world-famous athletes and royal families. Go to panos.com to learn more. Today's guest is an Indian immigrant who, with dedication and fire, became so good at tennis that he was able to come and study in America. Many years later, he has almost done it all and is an ultra-successful entrepreneur. Most recently, he grew Telus Properties from $300 million to $3.2 billion in just 5 years and architected its acquisition by national powerhouse Douglas Elliman. His name is Sharon Srivatsa, and he's all about paying it forward. Welcome, Sharon.
Peter, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
I'm so excited to be here with you today because, like, we just met a couple of minutes ago, and that energy level that you brought in, I'm excited, so let's have some fun.
Sounds great.
Sharon, who are you really as a person?
You know, it's hard to break down. I spent a lot of time, especially after the sale of our company, which was just, you know, about 6 months ago, thinking about that very question, right? And if you think about it, it's really hard to come up with an answer for something like that, right? And I came up with three things. And if I could find these three areas of my life that I could really build and grow, that I could do well. And everything is built around this, which is, people always talk about legacy. I want to leave a legacy. I want to create this legacy. When I go, when I die, I want to have this amazing thing stay on after me, right? I'm going to sound really unpopular when I say this, but I don't care about my legacy right now. I think it's time for all of us to live legendary right now. I think that, so I was thinking, why are all of us working on something that we're never going to see? Yes, I get that. I understand that. But can I live legendary right now? Can I create everything right now? So I always think about, I think everything starts with personal growth. Everything that we do is about personal growth. If we can get better, if I know what I know now, like 10 years ago, like I would be on a completely different trajectory, right? So number one, who am I? I really think about how can I develop and build my personal growth every day. I want to be this personal growth engine. Number two, I have a responsibility with my family. Everyone talks about family, but I feel like I have a responsibility. I got two little children and my wife, and it's my responsibility, not just an opportunity, it's my responsibility, and live legendary with them, right? So I'm doing a better job of spending more time with them, being more present with them. And the third is, everyone talks about, you know, I love your big mission, which is, you know, 10 million people. That is so great for me. In this next journey, I want to have something that is like accomplishable in pockets. So, in our new business, I want to impact 1 million people in 5 years. Very, very specific, very, very small group. And I want small, attainable professional goals that I can stack on top of each other. So to me, it's personal growth that drives everything. My responsibility is my family, and just like small professional goals that I can drive forward.
That's great. Thank you for that. And I think it's so important to have people around you. I know as an athlete, I couldn't have done anything that I have done without people around me. And sometimes we forget that in everyday life,
when it comes to money, okay, when it comes to business, when it comes to career, we don't have mentors. And the question I think a lot of people have, yeah, it's great to have, it's easy for Sharon, he built this big company and now he has these mentors that he can pay. But if a regular person want to do impact in their life, how do they get the mentor?
Yeah, so great question. I think there are two ways. So I'll give you the easy way and the hard way. The easy way is, I think what happens to people right now and today is they're stuck in the mentors that are on swipes. Here's what I mean. You watch a video, you listen to a video about Jim Rohn, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, you swipe. Listen to a Brian Tracy, you swipe. Listen to a Grant Cardone, you swipe. Listen to a Tony Robbins, you swipe. Like, everyone's saying different things. You just keep, you're like, oh, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool. So you have this swipe, but you don't do anything with it, right? So the easiest way I would say is pick one person, dead or alive, and just completely model their lives. Just model everything. Napoleon Hill went and interviewed all these people. He woke up at 4:55 every morning. This was his morning routine. Just model the whole thing because you will instantly see change because that person did it, was successful, and wrote about it. Like, that's amazing. You've written 4 books. How hard? I mean, people can't write an email correctly. You wrote 4 books. Like, you thought about how much time went into that, right? Like, you're a master in that subject. So I'd say the easy way whenever I tell people that I mentor and coach, I just say, listen, pick a person that you like. You like the Tony Robbins cadence, you gotta have a personal growth person. Pick one. And then listen to everything. Like, forget everybody else. Just listen to one person, listen to everything that they do, consume them, and pick a time frame. For a year, I'm only gonna listen to Peter. Great. Good. Everything. Like, totally soak it in, because then what they will start to see is the patterns. They'll start to see the language patterns of what they use, how they frame sentences, how they think about the world. You'll see like how they structure their lives, structure their thoughts. That's what you want to learn, right? I think that's where the good stuff comes. I think that's the easy way, but it takes a little bit of commitment. The hard way is what I went through. The hard way is I was at a conference and I saw this lady speaking. And I will tell you, Peter, I was sitting there and I was taking notes and I didn't say a word. I wrote down every word she said. I would have a thought and I'd be writing down. I would have a thought and be like, oh yeah, I will have a question. And as I'm writing, she would answer that question. I was like, this is insane. Whatever I'm thinking, she's answering live and I'm in the audience, right? So I talked to my dad about it. I said, Dad, I'm describing this amazing experience that I'm having. My dad's like, so why don't you work with her? I'm like, Dad, I can't afford it. And I'm like, I'm 23, like 24, like how can I afford this? And he says, pick a number that is painful. I said, what do you mean? He's like, just pick a number that is painful, like a dollar amount. I said, okay. He goes, write an email to her that says, so I won't talk about that number. Let's use the number as $5,000, right? He says, write an email to her that says this, dear so-and-so, I saw you speak and those 30 minutes changed my life. I want, as a symbol of my seriousness, I want to offer you a fee of $5,000. And all I ask is that when I have questions over the next 12 months and I email you, you just prioritize me on a response. No meeting time, no coffee, no telephone time, nothing. When I write you an email, just prioritize me as a response, because this is my symbolism of my seriousness. Please let me know where I can send the check. She writes back saying, is this a joke? I was like, absolutely not. And so she goes, she's like, write it up, you're in. So I wrote up in a contract, I signed it, she signed it, I wired her money, and I would just email her questions, and she would just email me back answers. And more my questions got complex. She'd be like, oh, this is complex, we should get on the phone. And she would talk to me, and then she's like, hey, I'm gonna be in Laguna Beach. She would meet with me. But it started that way. I bought myself a relationship, but that was the only way to show, it was a symbolism of seriousness. And I think unless, there's a great quote which says, unless, if you don't pay, you don't pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sean Stevenson, who I had on the podcast, he said, like, you have to pay attention.
That's exactly it, yeah. Right? And now, after hearing that, I don't mind, I'm happy to pay, because it also makes me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wrote a check for this. Yeah, I should show up and do the work. Yeah. 100%.
And I think like what we're talking about here, getting a mentor and all of those things, it's all about not expecting so quick results and an answer to everything. I know as a karate guy, my father was my sensei, you know, but he was that old school guy. We were training. He didn't give me pointers on every little thing. Some things you have to discover by doing it, right? And I think people that are listening, they have to realize too, we have to go through trial and error, but with a mentor, they can point you in the right direction. You still have to do the work, but don't dump them so easy, so quick. Don't just swipe to the next one because you won't get anything. And I think that's the whole day and age. Like, we're talking about books. I don't know if you wrote this. I've been reading so much. Like, a lot of people, they read like 100 books. So what? Yeah. Read 2 books that help change your life.
Right.
And those things are, I don't know what's going on with the world in that sense. But let's get back to TELUS Properties. So the journey is incredible. And we all know it. Like $300 million to $3.2 billion. You sold it to Douglas Elliman. But what I'm curious about is the thought process. What person do you have to be to do this?
You have to have a lot of courage, right? But here's what I learned, that everyone thinks that you need to have courage to do that. But I think it's the other way around. Courage, I think, comes from commitment. And here's what I mean. When we took over and said, hey, here's the path that we need, generally, real estate cycle goes 7 years. We need at least 2 years of buffer. We need to hit a $3 billion mark. So we have to do 10x in 5 years. The math is not complex. It was very simple. And I said, we all have to commit to this because when you commit, you get courage. Everyone is like, thinks that they will do something when the inspiration strikes. The inspiration strikes when you do something. My favorite quote is, you know, like I have a personal mentoring client who's a CEO of a big company in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's like, you know, I work really well when I'm under pressure, when I have a time deadline. I said, no, you work only when you're under pressure. You only work when you're under, you don't work any other time. And the interesting part is, so the pressure created, the courage created the effort for him. Peter, I'll tell you this, it was a really, while you look back, it's a fairy tale journey, but it was super hard. It was super hard. Growth. The biggest lesson I learned was you can't 10x one part of your life. That was my biggest takeaway in the entire process, where I thought, yes, we've got this number. Yes, we're going to commit. Yes, we'll find the resources, money, people, whatever. Oh, and nothing else in my life should change. Why should I'm just going to work really hard and TELUS is work and it should be great and everything else in my life is fine. It'll just be that way. But you can't just supercharge one part of your life. Every other aspect of your life has to level up to support that, right? And the first thing that broke down was my health.
Yeah. You know, what happened?
So I had, I have a digestive system issue. It's autoimmune. It's called ulcerative colitis. And well, some people think it's an ulcerative colitis. No one knows what it is, but it was, because of the stress and the growth and the time invested, it got triggered to the point where I was, I had extreme fatigue. I couldn't work. I couldn't keep food down. I needed IVs 3, 4, 5 days a week, because my body wasn't metabolizing any foods. And you realize that you're not Superman. Like, you realize that you can't wake up at 5 a.m., work till 8, take your kids to school, work till 6, you know, give your kids a bath, hang out with your wife, work from 7 to 11, rinse and repeat all. Like, you just can't do that. My biggest learning was you can't 10x one part of your life. So when I realized that was a, you just can't do it. I just thought I could just outwork everybody else and make it happen. But then that's when I realized that every other part of your life needs to be strong. My relationship with my wife needs to be strong. My relationship with my kids needs to be strong. So when I go to work, I feel like a solid person. I need to be healthy so I can stay focused the entire day. I need to be eating good food so I can have the right nutrition. The biggest learning was you just can't 10x one part of your life. And that, once I got that courage, once I got that, that changed everything. So the last 2 years were way easier than the first three.
Yeah, I think that is so difficult. Thank you. Yeah, so one thing that I really want to talk to you about is the 5 a.m. club.
Yeah.
Because I wrote the book, just released it, about morning routines based on all my podcast guests. But you're good at this. So please share like your morning routines and why 5 a.m.?
Yeah, so I'll tell you the story of the 5 a.m. club. So when I was during the growth of Telus, I started to get sick. And we did a lot of lab work, just tests and blood tests and all that. And my doctor was just a really great guy. And he's like, listen, it seems to me like your blood work is like you're healthier in the morning than you are in the evening. And I said, sure, whatever. He goes, what if you just were awake more in the morning? What if you just shifted your day up? And I said, what does that mean? He just said, wake up earlier. I'm like, there's no way.
When did you used to work?
I was like a 6:45, 7 kind of guy.
So because, pretty early.
Yeah, early. But I would go to bed at like 1 and 2 in the morning. I would get 5 hours of sleep. Wow. So I would, I would work after putting the kids down. I would work 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. because nobody would bother me at that time. I'd get a sense of accomplishment that I got a lot done and fall asleep. And then I would start all over. So I didn't know how to do this. So I took the first week and I texted three of my friends and I said, hey, doctor's orders, I need to wake up earlier. So for 1 week, can I call you at 5 a.m.? And it's just the three of us. And they said, Sharon, that's weird. What are you gonna say in the morning? Like, we're all gonna be sleepy. I said, no, it'll be under 5 minutes. I'll have a message for you. I'll keep it interesting. I'll keep it, there's gonna be humor, but it'll be inspirational, but I'll make it worth your while for 5 minutes. And they said, okay. So I started the first day and I prepared and I rehearsed. So I did the first call and they're like, oh, that was pretty good. I did the next call. I woke up at 5 a.m. the next day and the third day. And to do a call, you need to be, it was just a conference call, but you need to be like coherent. Like it's not just, you're just rolling out of bed. So after the third day, three people tell me, hey, this is pretty good. Can we invite other people? And so the three became 13, the 13 became 30, the 30 became 300. And today we have 1,700 people on the call who wake up at 5 a.m. every morning to listen to a 5-minute call every single day, 7 days a week. And that's how it started. And pretty soon everybody wanted to get together, like after the first month. So we set up this private Facebook group where people could talk about their interpretations of the call. And Peter, I'll tell you this. The call happens, I hang up. So it's just me, I hit mute all, I share a message. I hang up, so it's 5 a.m. Pacific time every weekday, or every day. The Facebook group just lights up. Someone says, oh my gosh, like that's a story that I just needed to hear that today, that just changed my life. Oh, I really needed that, made me. There's one guy that actually used the call as an anchor to lose 150 pounds because that was his way to say, I'm going to wake up, I'm going to do the call, that's going to be my routine to go to the gym. So use the call as an anchor every day. There's stories like, I mean, when I get the call has changed my life stories, I don't even understand what that means. And I'll tell you this one story that what makes me right now keep coming back to the call every time I wake up and I want to hit snooze that I don't. A lady told me that, I think she lives in Texas somewhere, and she wrote me an email, like a long email, and she's telling me about her son. Her son is 8 or 9 years old, I think. She sent me a picture. And she said that, hey, Sharon, what we do is I log into the call like 3 minutes prior, right? And I leave the join dings on. So every time someone logs in, it goes ding, 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 ding. It gets annoying after a while, but it's like it ding. And so every time somebody dings, I say, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. So this guy, this kid listens to this call every morning, and he has some form of autism or some kind of, health issue or Asperger's or whatever. And he uses the call when I say good morning, and that snaps him out and makes him have a good day. Once I didn't do the call, someone else did the call on my behalf when I was traveling, and somebody else didn't do the good morning cadence that I did, and it didn't snap on. He had a terrible day. So she tells me, she's like, my son was so sad that you're not on the call. He was not himself. I had to stay home with him. What you do, you have no idea. And so now I feel responsibility. Like I got to show up and say, I at least have to say good morning for 3 minutes to get him out. But I realize that different people use that as a trigger. So we have 1,700 people on the call right now, amazing Facebook community, significant transformations. I've made it a commitment for my life that I'm going to wake up. So I wake up at 4:45 every morning, chug a big glass of water because our bodies get dehydrated during the night is what my body at least. And then I don't have no message planned. It's whatever's inspiring. I tell a story or whatever. It's under 5 minutes, and we do the call, and that kicks off the morning. Like, that has been, apart from if you took away all the accomplishments in my life, right now we've done over 600 calls, all record. I have them all recorded, like not shared with anybody. We have 600 of these calls, and it is probably, I would say, my biggest accomplishment in my life, because I've never done anything that consistently every morning with contribution. So
it's incredible. And like, how many hours of sleep do you get?
I go to bed. I try to go to bed at 10. And people don't realize that their morning, to me, people don't realize that their morning routines start the night before. Right, there's no way you could just like start waking up at 5 a.m. That you gotta fix the night before. And I've realized that because of my health, there are three things that go into like sleeping well. Sleep is super important, right? You need to have good routines and rituals. You need to have good nutrition. And if you need supplements, you need supplements. But whatever, you know, I take herbs, whatever. But there's very specific routine. I do a brain dump. I set up my schedule for the next day. I read. I get in bed. I check a little social media. As soon as the timer hits, I'm in bed. And your body starts to appreciate that, and that's the routine. And that's, if I went to bed at 2, I can't wake up at 4:45.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, but you've got to wake. The greatest thing that you can do is give yourself an anchor at night, an anchor in the morning. There's a sleep alarm, and there is a wake-up alarm. You can't just run it on one timer in your life. You got to run it on two.
I think it's all like what you have done with this 5 a.m. club and that community is something that you even said in your own article. Transformation doesn't happen in isolation, right? We need accountability.
Right.
And now it's accountability. It's reversed, right? You wanted to help other people, but now you're helping yourself as well. And I think sometimes we lose that because we try, like, when you have a small business, it's hard to, because you want to do everything. You don't know who to reach out to. And then you find these groups of people that are all human beings that want to have a good life. Yeah. And I love that you say that this is one of your biggest accomplishments, because you've done a lot. And why do you think this is so like important to you?
First, I don't think I would have had, I don't think I'd be healthy and alive right now without it. So it keeping me here, which is a really good thing. The second thing is, this is a phrase that comes to mind, is routines drive results. Everyone thinks that you just show up and one day you're Kobe Bryant, one day you're Michael Jordan. You have no idea how much these guys put in the work. And it is not about working hard. Like, I realized this, Peter, that everyone talks about working hard, and then now the cool thing is, you need to work smart. Like, come on. Like, what the heck does that mean? Like, what is work smart? Like, you delegate everything, you get out, you're out. I don't know what work smart means. I mean, I want to work my face off. I do. Like, I get significant courage and enrichment when I put in a full day's worth of like insane work. I go to bed tired. I feel great about myself. But the best things that have happened in my life have happened because of the routines and the consistency. The five minutes a day for 600 days in a row. I'm sorry, you do anything for 5 minutes a day. You do bicep curls for 5 minutes a day for 600 days in a row, you're gonna have Arnold Schwarzenegger biceps. Like, it's a work for real, right? I have never done, there's not one thing that I've done in my life, not one thing that I've done with that level of consistency. And that just proved to me that I can. Like, I can do something, even if it's 5 minutes a day. And so now when you tell me that I need a new routine, or that I need to put a new habit in my life, or that when I come home, I need to put my phone away, whatever it may be, it has created this confidence of belief that I can do it, right? And all we want is if I can up your confidence right now, like, you instantly become a better person. And I think what it did is just gave me that, if you and I can give the gift of confidence to somebody right now, that is the greatest gift that we can have, give them. Like, my son, if I can give him the gift of confidence, he just wakes up, he does better. And I think doing those calls every single morning just changed my life. And the funny part is, I don't prep anymore. I can do a 5-minute call at any point, at anywhere, because your life is just filled with experiences that you can share, right? And I think that gets really exciting.
That's good. You have to be very confident and comfortable to be able to do that, right? And the last question is something that I ask all my guests. It's, we're all about sharing. We shared so much today, but what I want them to do right now is take one step to get closer to their dream. And if you can give your best tool or tips, what they can do right now when they're done listening to this, what would that be?
Yeah, so, there's so many things that you can do. So I would say, I'll do a personal growth idea, and I'll do something really tactical. Let me start with the tactical one first. I've been doing this for about 8 to 12 months now, and you're gonna think this is really hokey, but there's a way, if you have an iPhone or an Android, because we're tied to our phones, right, to make your phone go grayscale. No color. There's a way to change your phone from color to grayscale that you can run grayscale all day until you need Instagram or whatever. I run my phone in grayscale all day. And what happens is there's red badges, fight or flight in your neurotransmitters in your brain, all the red badges. But if you go grayscale, it's just gray. It will instantly change the way you interact with the one device that is so close to you, that will calm you down, that will make you more present, that will give you a better life. Doing nothing else, just make your phone, just Google grayscale iPhone, and it'll tell you where the setting is, and it will change your life. It will change your life, right? Instantly. It's amazing. It'll instantly. That'll be my first tactical.
I love it. And you do that every day?
I leave my phone in grayscale. And then there's a feature on the iPhone where you tap the home button 3 times and the color comes on. So when I have to do video or look at pictures, I do that. Then I go back to grayscale. So all the red badges that show up on your phone are not red anymore. They're all gray. So you don't have the, like, you know, your brain centers light up, and everything is not an emergency anymore. Yeah, you deal with it in your own time, but as soon as you go to grayscale, it changes everything. So that would be my first tactical tip. My second tip would be, if there was a way right now, if you're listening to this right when you pull over, or do what we call a brain dump. It will completely change your life, where we all walk around, you know, with a really muddled operating system. We've got thoughts and dreams and goals and aspirations and fears all muddled together at the same time. You can't separate it up. Just put it all down on paper. Just write it all out. You can trash the number one reason why people don't journal. Did you know the number one reason why men don't journal? Because they're scared that someone's gonna read their journal. That's crazy. My wife doesn't care. She's like, I don't understand your handwriting. She doesn't care, right? But put everything down, and you will feel a sense of just deep peace and accomplishment. I know it sounds hokey. I know it sounds tacky.
No.
But just stop whatever you're doing and give yourself a full brain dump, and it'll change your life.
I love that. Sharon, this has been an incredible time.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you so much for doing this with me. It means the world to me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I know a lot of people have no idea how long it takes to set up and produce and create and put out content and set it all up, and you're giving it all away. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. And thank you for watching and listening to this. I had a wonderful time with Sharon here today. We spoke about life, how to build a business, how to create a better life. And this is so important. I want you to take your life seriously. I want you to do something with your life. Sharon wants it as well. So if you like what we are doing here, share it with your friends and family. Give us 5 stars. Check out Sharon. But most importantly, do something with your life. Thank you, and talk soon.